My name's Bob. I'm an alcoholic.
Bob.
And let's see, I want to thank my friend Tracy for inviting me and my wife Claudia up here tonight to be with you guys. I want to welcome the newcomers who identified and those that might not have identified. It can be a bit overwhelming. My sobriety date is May the 6th, 2002. So I was 36 years old when I got sober. Makes me 58 today. That was the first time that I willingly went to an AA meeting and I wanted to get sober. If you're new, I hope you're desperate. For me, I had exhausted every ace up my sleeve. I had burned every bridge possible. The only person left in my life who would have anything to do with me at that point was my mom, and I had just buried her 2 months earlier. Because I was living with my mom in Pahrump in a double-wide trailer at 36 years old, like a good alcoholic boy does. You know, and I grew up in a good working middle-class family in Thousand Oaks out in Ventura County. Back then, Thousand Oaks was probably about 15,000 people, real small. Not a lot to do out there. My dad owned a barber shop for 35 years. My mom worked at the Penny Saver. If you're under 50, you might not know what that is. That would be like Craigslist today, minus the sexual activities portion. So she was a good typist and kind of like the recycler and such. Everybody was supporting in my life. Everybody drank in my life. Nobody identifies as an alcoholic other than myself, but I come from a long line of heavy drinkers. At a young age, there was always parties my parents would have at the house. And I always was taking pulls off the beers in the garage where the guys would hang out. There was always that refrigerator in the garage that was loaded with beer. You kept separate from the women who were in the house, so they couldn't count your beers. That's what I figured out later in life. I just kind of took off from there. I just kind of learned from the male role models in my life. I did good in high school athletically. I didn't really like school. I was able to just barely get out. I was able to graduate high school with the help of my mom talking to some counselors at the end of it. I got my first car at 16. I got my driver's license at 16. And I had worked a little job at a Dairy Queen flipping burgers, and I put some money together, and I got my car. And then I was off and running with my guys. We would go down to the beach. We would go to parties on the weekend. Back then, it was keg parties in the backyard with the local heavy metal band would be playing. And the cops over there in Thousand Oaks would generally roll through around 10 o'clock and break it up. And then we'd figure things out from there. Now, I drank and drove from the start at 16. I drank at 16 all the way until I stopped drinking when I was 36. I didn't get into any trouble behind that until later in life. Around 21, go figure, when I was legally able to drink, I picked up my first DUI, and that proceeded to happen to me on an annual basis for the next 4 years. So by the time I was 25, I had 4 DUIs. I knew from the neighborhood what happened to you on DUI number one. DUI number two meant 30 days in the county with a suspended license and do the alcohol school. And no problem there. And then the third DUI, I learned what came with 6 months back then. I don't know what you get these days. And I had this thing where I would get OR'd and I would get a court date and I would play catch me if you can when that date came. I never went to court when I was supposed to. I was the king of failure to appear. I always knew that they would always throw that out and they would just nail you for the main offense. So when I got my third DUI out in Ventura County, I didn't show up until I got pinched for my fourth DUI in LA County. And at that point, they didn't OR me at that point. At that point, I'm a number four, which is a felony. But I had the two convictions, so this kind of worked out in my favor, and I'll explain it real fast. But third DUI, LA County, they gave me 6 months, and I lived in Lancaster here for 6 months during 1992 at a place, I don't know if it's still around, Mariloma. At that time, it was a LA County lockdown unit, like similar to Wayside out in Santa Clarita. So I spent 6 months over there. And then when I finished my time, I got sent back downtown, and then I got picked up by Ventura. I had a warrant hold for that one. But the good thing for me was when I went to court over there, they didn't catch the one here, so they treated it as another third offense. So I did 2 6-month, so that worked in my favor. But if you want to call that that. When I was in jail at that time, my mom and dad had gotten divorced, moved out to Las Vegas. So when I got out of jail, I figured I needed to get away from the guys in my life that were bringing me down. You know, it was their fault. I needed to change the scenery. So what do? I decide I'll move to Las Vegas. So that, as an alcoholic moving to Las Vegas, you can walk into 7-Eleven at 4 a.m. and buy a fifth of vodka, and you never have to stop. I experimented with a lot of other things back then. I liked stuff that kept you up for 5 to 7 days at a time. And then I would use, alcohol and whatever else I could to come down. I want to make sure I don't stay drunk too long. But I lived in Vegas from about 26 to 30, a little past 35. And I got married and I got divorced, and that lasted all of about 6 months. And I ended up moving back in with mom. And then one day, my mom's boyfriend woke me up at 4 a.m, said, "Something's wrong with your mom." And went in the room, and she had had a heart attack in the middle of the night. And I tried to, I tried to give her mouth to mouth, and I couldn't even get her mouth open. And it was like she was already rigored. And then I was kind of lost at what I was going to do. Some buddies of mine who my mom treated like sons came from Thousand Oaks to the funeral, saw how I was in a bad way, and brought me back down to Thousand Oaks. And everything I owned, I put in a green hefty trash bag. That was my luggage. And it was probably about half full. I had one pair of shoes. I might have had $15 in my pocket. And I came down to Thousand Oaks, and I got introduced to a lady who kind of took me under her wing. I drank for about another 2 or 3 months, and she finally said, "Hey, I want to give you a chance, to get your stuff together, but you got to stop drinking." So I called a buddy of mine's mom, who I knew was in AA down there, and said, "I need some help." And that just kind of started my path. That was in August of 2001. Now, my sobriety date is May of 2002. The end of my drinking, I was drinking about a handle a day. And so I was really in bad shape. So for about 9 months, I smoked weed every day after meetings. And just to take the edge off, I was like, I just couldn't cope. I needed something to sleep. And honestly, I thought I was still doing good. I took chips all the way up to 9 months. I was doing great. But then finally this program starts to eat at you, and you're doing something wrong. And so I changed my sobriety date. Knock on wood, everything's been good since then. Everything good in my life is because of Alcoholics Anonymous. I met my wife. I have 22 years and about 3 months right now. And I met my wife 22 years ago. So I had about 3 months. She had about 4 years. I was open to getting 13th step. I mean, it was all good as far as I was concerned. So I can't tell you not to get into a relationship in your first year. Ours has kind of been one of them things that worked out. Claudia had 3 children when we met. They had some, you'll hear about her story and what happened in their life. And they had a tragic event around the same time I lost my mom about a year before. I've raised those kids from day one. Since the last 22 years, and they call me dad. Their biological father's gone. He's in a facility where he's never getting out, and he's been there for the last 22 years. We have a great life today. My first sponsor had me write down a gratitude, not necessarily a gratitude list, but what I might want out of AA, put the top five things. And I've so surpassed that. And this is all because of AA. If I got nothing else out of my life, I could never repay AA back in two lifetimes for everything it's given to me. And I think I'm just about, there you go, it says thank you. So I appreciate your time, and thanks for having me.